this by now, you know that you're the president.
Yep, you really did it this time.
Dear John, it's not a job you ever had in mind. But even though you feel a little hesitant, dear John, I know if we're together we'll be fine.
Dear Abby, before I end my letter, I pray heaven to bestow the best of blessings on this house and all that shall hereafter inhabit it. May none but honest and wise men ever rule under this roof.
My dear friend, under your presidency, I am confident that this house and our nation are in the hands of the ablest man. Dear John, we'll be fine.
So they say.
Dear George, it's not a job you ever had in mind.
And even though they feel a little hesitant,
dear Martha,
dear George,
I know if we're together we'll be fine.
George, this being President of the United States is quite amazing, isn't it, Mr. Jefferson?
By George, you're right, Mr. Adams. Quite an accomplishment.
By George, I think we all are quite well suited for it, if I do say so myself. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Monroe?
By George, I think you're right, Mr. Madison. Quite well suited.
By George.
Enough with the by George already. I'm standing right here in front of you.
By George, there you are!
But surely you must agree, Mr. Washington, that humble though we may be, it takes a remarkable man to become the President of the United States of America. Throughout our history, we've always found remarkable men to fill the job, and they've done it all by themselves.
Quite right, Mr. Jackson. We did it all by ourselves.
Now, hold on a minute, all of you Mr. Presidents. That's about as much of that as I can listen to.
Oh, hello, Abigail.
Martha.
Martha.
Dolly.
Elizabeth.
Louisa.
Rachel.
What's all this nonsense about you presidents reaching that high office all by yourself?
That's right. Great as you are, not a one of you got there without the help of a remarkable First Lady to serve as advisor,
hostess,
counselor, ambassador, and more.
Who took care of everything in Mount Vernon when you were off fighting the Revolutionary War?
Who packed everything in our home and hauled it all over the world so that our family could be together when you were on the road for years at a time?
Who rescued the paintings from the White House when the whole place was going up in smoke?
It was us! By George, they're right!